This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And, man, what,
you can bring up anything. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. Whatever issue is on your mind, 800-259-9231. We're currently in the midst of a discussion about Guantanamo Bay and torture and whether or not we even bothered to declare war. Everybody claims up and down that, oh, we're in a war. It's wartime. But it's not.
Well, it's wartime in the sense that we're fighting people, fighting a nation. Or we
for it to be wartime, there has to be a declaration of war. It is not wartime. It was not wartime in Vietnam, and it was not wartime in Korea, and it is not wartime in Iraq this time, nor the time before this. Nor was it wartime in Bosnia. No, it has not been wartime since World War II, when war was last declared in this country. But that's something that people just brush right over because, again, the Constitution's meaningless. Our last caller told us that. He pointed out that our politicians haven't been respecting the Constitution since at least the Civil War. I mean, it certainly wasn't being respected back then, and it's not being respected now. Oh, and you pointed out that I was wrong, Manwich. Right at the end of the last hour, I stated a statistic we talked about earlier this week. I had it in reverse. What was the correct statistic?
Well, the statistic was that one in four Americans could name one thing in the First Amendment.
25% of Americans could. I thought it was that they could not name one
thing.
Well,
that's what you said.
Okay. So it was that they could name one thing.
That they could name only one thing. That's
and
it.
And that's it.
That's
there's
it.
Five.
One.
There's
like,
five
for they were
freedom.
Quoted as, you know, the right to own a pet. I mean, just
right.
Ridiculous crap, you know? The right to long-distance service.
Right.
I mean, they had no idea what was in the First Amendment.
Right.
Not even the foggiest inclination.
So, is it any surprise, then, considering this mass ignorance, that nobody's even aware that, you know, there even needs to be a declaration of war? People don't even know that they have the freedom of, you know, they barely even know they have the freedom of speech. There's no way they could possibly even know what a declaration of war is. We're in a country full of people that don't have any idea about the founding documents of this nation. And it's really sad. It really is sad.
You know, I don't like the idea that they can just move people over there. I know that, you know, the Congress declared, you know, that the president could, start hostilities or some nonsense like that. I can't remember what the terminology.
They just do whatever they want.
But they never
just rubber stamp it.
Yeah. And then they turn around on him like 6 months later and say, I don't want to do that. Let's go ahead and follow the rules, fellas. Let's declare war.
If there is indeed a war, then
and I'm not mad at George Bush. He shares the blame with Congress too.
800-259-9231. Coming up, we don't have time to get into it right now. But coming up, you actually do have a story about another guy in Guantanamo Bay that was tortured and spilled the beans, and now he's saying that he only spilled the beans because he was being tortured, and the beans, in fact, were not actually accurate. They were just what they wanted to hear. He told them what they wanted to hear because he was being harmed. Let's talk, though. Let's go, because some people are behind this. Some people think this is just a peachy idea. They're not Americans. We should be able to torture them, say they. Well, let's go to the phones, and let's talk to David in Poplar Bluff. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I think you guys are way off base with mainstream America on this. I'm going to tell you something. What about the rights of the people that were waiting to be beheaded and the torture that they felt waiting? Did they have a trial?
Which people are you referring to? Are you talking like Berg, the
Nick
reporter?
Berg.
Nick
yeah.
Berg?
I'm talking about American citizens. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What were they doing there?
What were they doing there?
Yeah.
They were trying to make money, make a living.
That's so am I supposed to feel sorry for them?
Are we supposed to feel sorry for Arabs in the other in the other world that come over here and knock our buildings down, worry about...
we're not talking about that.
Well, we're talking about the rights of people at Guantanamo Bay and the torture these poor fellas feel when music's turned up too loud or they have to...
tubes shoved down their throats. Tubes
yeah,
shoved
about,
down their throats.
How about your head being sawed off? Is that torture?
You know, I can't feel badly. You know, I know that these American citizens that you're referring to, these contractors, but I've seen these military contractors. They're mercenaries.
So guys, should we sit back and wait for the enemy to come to us? It's that mentality
I would love to sit back and see if we issued a proclamation to the world and said, look, world, we're really sorry for screwing with your business. We're really sorry for having our troops in 130.
Hey,
wait a second. I'm not done. 131 out of 190 UN member states. We're really sorry for moving our troops all over across the world. We're going to bring them all home.
Were we at war when the trade towers were knocked down, guys?
Were we occupying Saudi Arabia?
We were occupying Saudi Arabia. We weren't there in a attempt to take over Saudi Arabia.
Wait a second. We weren't attempting to take over Saudi Arabia but we were securing King Fahd. If there was some kind of bloody coup going on, I'm sure that our troops would have helped out King Fahd because he's the guy in charge, right?
You guys sound as anti-American as those folks over there.
I'm wearing my Captain America T-shirt today, buddy.
That's all funny and nice, David, and everything on the radio, but I'm
wait a minute.
What
makes us anti-American?
I have to shoot people to be American?
No, you don't have to shoot, but as a man, you have to stand up and defend your country.
Defend it from warmongers. Wait, now, well, hold on a second. Let me understand something, because you just accused me of being anti-American. And
okay.
I was born here, I was raised here, and I happen to think that America is a great country founded on some fantastic principles.
Okay.
And one of the principles of this country, let's just reset here. Let's forget about the buildings being bombed and all that. Let's reset here, because one of the principles of this country was founded on, you can go back and you can look at quotes from our founding fathers like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington.
Who was a great warrior.
The idea
to get in no tangling alliances with foreign nations.
He was fighting a war for his freedoms on his own soil. Okay, so one of the things that America was founded on was the idea of sticking to our own business, not nosing in on other countries' businesses. To have products cross borders, not armies. We are supposed to be neutral. Is that something that, is it un-American to be neutral? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is, look, guys, we have to defend our freedoms. You cannot sit down and reason with somebody whose religion tells them that you're the infidel and they should kill you. Now, can you reason with somebody like that?
Let's not jump too far ahead here. I just want to understand. You sounded like you agreed with me for a second. You sounded like neutrality was an okay idea. So then in that case, if you agree that neutrality is an okay idea, then you would agree with me that we should withdraw all of our troops from around the world, close all the 700 military bases that we have around the world, and pull all of our troops back home. How's that sound?
You know what? If we'd have done that in World War II, you'd be speaking German or Japanese.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Now, how is Hitler going to invade the United States? Is he going to roll across the our neighbor to the north, the 49th parallel?
He was about to get crushed by Russia.
Well,
what are you talking about, dude?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's not at all dumb, guys.
Is Hitler going to invade the United States? Boats?
Hey, did Japan invade Pearl Harbor?
After we put an embargo on them, they finally bombed us. Yes.
So everything's the United States' fault. We're evil, huh?
No, sir. Only the politicians.
The government
is evil. Only the bloodthirsty politicians that gain from war. Hey, if I make...
Was Saddam Hussein bloodthirsty?
Yes, absolutely.
And I want to address something right quick. And
sure.
I'm so sick of hearing this. The weapons of mass destruction. We didn't find them. Well, anybody with any common sense knows there were weapons of mass destruction there.
So you are an interventionist.
Because we didn't find them. I haven't found the mole that keeps staring up my backyard yet.
So you, sir, are an interventionist. You do not believe in neutrality. You believe that since we're the most powerful government in the world, we should go around and enforce our way on other people. Is that what you believe?
I believe we should protect our freedoms, and that means going
across. You do not protect your freedoms by attacking other people, sir.
One of my freedoms is to be able to keep the money I earn. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree with that.
No, you don't, because you want to take my money away at gunpoint to supply your military to go over there and fight your wars that you say are protecting my freedoms. But you're enslaving me. Half of every day I go to work, you take half my money, man, to go fight your war.
Without a military, you wouldn't be going to work. Without a military, you wouldn't work.
I would.
You think so?
This country was...
That military gives you the right to sit on the radio and say what you're
saying. The military gives us the right?
My shotgun gives me
the
right.
Call, man. 800-259-9231. We're coming back.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, so far tonight, we've been through almost an entire hour and a half of the show, and we haven't heard from one lady listener. Now, ladies,
there's been too much yelling going on.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of angry guys calling in. And
what about the angry guys sitting here?
I'd like to point out that lady callers come first. So if you call in, we got guys on hold. We put you to the front of the line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Live Saturday night edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're one of our Saturday-only listeners, as far as on the radio is concerned, you have missed several moments of the show because we do a weekday show, and you can get them all online on our website for free at freetalklive.com. We go back months. We give you months worth of the show on the house, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, we just got off the phone with David in Poplar Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And David is convinced that we're un-American.
Oh, before we go any farther with that, I got to ask you a question. What color is the shirt I'm wearing?
That's red.
Okay, and
white,
blue. Who's on the front of my shirt?
Captain America.
Now, he thought I was kidding when I said that I was wearing a Captain America. Every morning I drink my cup of coffee out of a Captain America coffee cup. I love America. You might think I'm a frickin' idiot. You might think I'm the slowest turtle in the bunch, mm-hmm. but you can't call me un-American.
Well, he did.
I'm as patriotic as they come. Just because I don't want to shoot people with our military, I don't want to steal people's money and have young men go across the ocean and shoot people.
I found that really interesting because David was saying that. Well, we asked David. We said, "Well, David, now don't you agree that we should be able to keep the money that we earn?" I mean, what conservative would possibly say no to that, right? So David, of course, he said, "Oh yeah, yeah, you should be able to keep the money you earn." And then we held his feet to the fire, and we said, "Well, wait a minute, but you want to take our money? You want to send your military around the world on military adventures, and that costs lots and lots of our money. But what if I don't want to fund it? And I don't care. Again, I'll point out, I don't care if it's George Bush or Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan who's in charge of the military. I'm not for any of it. I'm not for gallivanting around the world, flexing our might. We're supposed to be a neutral country. If we're going to have a military, it needs to be kept at home."
I say the only legitimate war we've ever fought was the Revolutionary War. It's the only one that I agree with.
The only legitimate one.
The only legitimate one I concur with.
And that wasn't even our military.
So I'm World War II, World War I, all of them. I don't agree with them. I don't think we should send our troops on foreign soil. Doesn't make sense to me. I'd like to really, really quick read the Second Amendment if I could.
Okay.
It said, now, you recall I said...
We'll do the whole thing tonight. We hit the sixth.
It's fine with me.
Okay, go.
I said that my shotgun gives me the right to be free.
Oh, yeah, because he said the military was what gave us the freedom to do this radio show.
It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Now, why'd they put that in there?
Well, for one reason, they believe that a militia is what keeps America free. Now, there's ample evidence that militias...
Free from whom?
From the tyranny of the government. Or
of our own government.
The tyranny of foreign governments
right.
that wish to oppress us. Any government.
That is, by the way, why Hitler... He was talking about how if we hadn't gotten into World War II, he pulled out the old canard of, well, Hitler would have taken over and we'd all be speaking German right now. Well, what about Switzerland? Why didn't Hitler take over Switzerland? It's because his generals told him, whoa, you don't want to go there. Look, Adolf, I know that there's guys there that you want to go and you want to kill, but, whoa, every household is armed.
Yep.
Every household in Switzerland has a gun. I'm telling you, boss, we don't want to go in there. That's why Switzerland was left alone, okay? And that's why they would leave us alone.
Now, David sounds like the kind of guy who owns a gun, just like me. And I got to say, I appreciate it. Thank you for owning a firearm and helping to keep me free. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I'm of the opinion that men should own guns. And women should own guns, too. Absolutely. But
anybody that cares about their freedom.
I only get to make decisions for men, you know? But, yeah.
Let's go to the phones, man, which we got calls rolling in here.
Being armed.
Ladies first, to Kathy in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amelich.
Hi, I heard that guy that you just talked to. And, you know, he's asleep at the wheel like most Americans. They don't have a clue what's going on. I've always given an analogy. How would they like it? Let's say California. If Iraq came in here and Northern California was a no-fly zone, they told us, you know, and then they bombed the hell out of us and all our infrastructure. I don't understand. And I don't understand a lot of the talk shows because they have to know there's a Democratic or Republican Party. They're all in bed together.
Yes.
They're not doing squat about what's going on in this country, immigration. And what about Katrina? What about the money for Katrina with the Red Cross and the Clinton-Bush funds. Now, all that money is going for the war. It isn't going to help.
Well, one thing you need to remember, Kathy, is that it's all fine and good to say that the money should be spent elsewhere, but that's wrong too, because our government can't do anything right, and they proved it with Katrina. If you're looking for the government to bail you out of a crisis, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because you're going to end up starving and thirsty like those people did after Katrina. What should happen, Kathy, is you and I should be free to keep our money that we make in the first place.
Oh, I agree.
That way can give it to whoever we want to. That way people like David could be free to spend their money and go fight a war. Hey, they could go start their own little private army and go send them over and fight their wars for them. At least you and I wouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, but you know what I do. Most of the Americans are just self-centered. We're too comfortable. We've been too comfortable. Even our tax money going to wars or whatever, we don't have a clue what it's like to be in a war-torn country. And these people that talk to you about the war, is he over there? Is he over there getting his arms and legs blown off? Is he going to come home with depleted uranium?
That stuff's just awful. Oh, it's always okay to have other people do the dying for you, though, Kathy.
Oh, no. Most of congressmen, senators, and all, there's probably only two that have a loved one over there.
Yeah,
you know,
and they're probably not in infantry roles. They're probably sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, you got that with their laptop, probably. Yeah. An air-conditioned van or something. I don't know. But anyway, keep your show going. You guys are great.
Kathy, we're glad you're out there. Thanks for listening. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Luke. Luke in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, I want to get back to the Gitmo thing real quick.
Yes, sir.
A couple of years ago, you know, I was a big Bush supporter, and I supported almost anything that he would do. But
sorry.
I'm sorry, too. But the one thing that I always thought was a bit odd is that if the people in Guantanamo are really, you know, these evil terrorists that they're alleged to be, and I believe that they were, why not? I mean, if we know they're guilty, why wouldn't we give them a public trial
and
show the whole world? I mean,
right.
Don't we want the whole world to know what horrible, terrible things these people have done?
You know, it doesn't have to be a civilian trial as far as I'm concerned.
I think it should be
a military tribunal.
But then they might send secret signals. They might send secret codes.
Something. I don't know what we're going to do with these guys. If we let them go, they're just going to turn into, they're just going to try to kill more Americans over there.
Luke,
let them go and let's get the heck out of the Middle East.
Luke, are we un-American for wanting to bring the troops home?
No.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever issue you want. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called Trivibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up, well, anything. Whatever issue's on your mind, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's the live Saturday night edition. Unlike all those other talk shows who don't think you're important enough to come in on the weekends, we're here. And you can talk about whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. It is totally listener editable. It is totally something that has been created by our listeners. They go in, they see something they want to change, they change it. They see something, they think of something they want to add to it, they add to it. And it grows and it morphs and it's really neat. The wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Phones are blowing up. You talk about, well, currently we're talking about the war. We're talking about war in general, how we're very war-mongering, and that we should stick with the Constitution and bring our military home and Guantanamo Bay and all kinds of different things. So let's talk to Chuck in Indianapolis. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Doing?
Hey, Chuck.
Are you there?
Yeah,
yes.
We're here.
Yeah, I think your position is ridiculous about the declaration of war. If the government of China authorized their military to attack the United States, and they did so, and they say they struck us with a missile.
Okay.
Would we be at war with them?
I don't think. Do you think that it would be hard to get a declaration of war at that point?
No, no, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you, would they have declared war on us?
Well, it sounds
possibly.
Like, it's kind of, it sounds like this, this FISA court issue. I mean, yes, I think that we should retaliate in whatever manner, and
I
sincerely hope. Hold on, I'm not done. I'm not done. I think we should retaliate in whatever manner, and then when it's expeditious, when it's timely, we should declare war. I think we've had plenty of time to declare war in Iraq.
It doesn't take a long time.
That's not my question.
Yes, sir. Okay, what's your question?
My question is, if they authorize their military to attack the United States, and the United States and the military of China attacked us, would they be declaring war on us by attacking us?
Would China be declaring war on us? I think so, yes.
Okay, so when the Congress of the United States authorizes the president to attack another country and we attack them, we have declared war on that country.
No, sir.
Not by,
no.
Well, how do,
that is not a declaration of war.
The Constitution, let me ask you, how does the Constitution spell out that we must declare war? Do we have to use the words "I declare war on
there's
you,"
a process,
or
that
can we authorize the military to attack a country? And when we attack them,
no,
we have declared war.
It's
on
a simple
them.
Process. The legislators get together and they pass a declaration of war. If we're under attack,
but
it won't take them long.
It does not spell out the wording of that declaration. If they say, "President, you may attack this country," that is a declaration of war. I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
No. No, there has never been a declaration of war since World War II. You, sir, are the one that's wrong. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in, actually, hold on. Let's go to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live, with Ian Emanuich.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm from Michigan. And I'd like to kind of, I'd like to make a comment on the Juvenile Sex Offender Registration Act.
Okay. Oh, all right, Alex.
I'll go ahead and tell you my story. My mom had raised five girls, and I was age 12 and my niece was 11. We fooled around, you know, and I got charged with the CSC in the fourth degree.
You got charged with what?
CSC in the fourth degree.
What's that mean?
What's that?
Criminal sexual conduct, fourth degree. I did a total of 7 years in various placements throughout Michigan.
Okay.
And they took my blood sample, took my fingerprints, and this is just another prime example of the government conditioning the youth for their authoritarian control, you know?
So you had sex with somebody? Is that what was going on?
Yes.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 12, and she was 11.
She was 11? Wow. 7 years just for fooling around with somebody the same age as yourself?
That's correct.
Wow, I find that outrageous.
Was there an accusation that you forced anybody?
No, there wasn't.
No accusation.
Who brought charges?
My mom called the police. My mom had nervous breakdowns all the time. She didn't know how to react. She had raised 5 girls before this. So she immediately called the police. So then, you know, our police force got to put the blame on somebody because they're making the police report.
Did she end up regretting her decision to call the cops?
Yes, she did.
And, of course, at that point, it was too late. By the time she had regretted it, it was way too late. You were already in the system, and you can't take it back at that point, right?
Yes, and to this day, I'm now 24 years old. I have a son of my own and a wife. And my son is 6 months old. And to this day, I'm pulled over by police for things I did not do.
Wow.
Because when they run the license plate, that all comes up.
I totally believe
it. And they're throwing that up against me.
It's outrageous.
Now, tell me the relationship going on. You said it was your niece. Now, usually, nieces and nephews are younger than, their uncles and aunts.
Yes, my sister is in her late 30s.
Uh-huh.
So my mom had her when she was, like, 16, and then she had her daughter when she was, like, 16. That's why the age is so close.
Right. That makes sense.
And this niece, what happened to her?
I think she did something with Big Brothers program.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing that happened with her situation.
Has she been warped for life? Is she mentally damaged or anything?
Oh, no, like not at all.
Does she have
call
kids?
You right now and tell you that it was consensual.
Does she have kids?
Yes, she does.
I'm sorry you had to. I'm really sorry that you had to go through that. And we hear stories from time to time. We see them in the news.
And they still have me registering to this day. And it's not public.
As a sex offender?
Yes, but it's not on the public registry.
Jeez.
Only the police can see it.
Because
why do they want to see that?
I don't understand it. It's just about control. It's really disgusting. Mm-hmm. And you didn't hurt anybody. It was a totally consensual act.
No, and then if I was an adult, I wouldn't have to do 7 years.
Really?
I was charged as an adult with fourth degree, would it have been 7 years?
I don't know. I guess
what do I know?
I'm not an expert on statutory.
Okay, I understand, but it wouldn't.
Wow. So they really just they really handed it to you. And do you feel like you're a better man today because you spent 7 years in their juvenile system?
No, I don't. I feel like every day I think about all the years I missed and what kind of things I could have did, you know?
Wow. That's a really sad story.
And it really hurt the relationship with the family. And they put me in places where my family couldn't come see me because it was so far away.
I just wish that...
And I was represented by a court appointed attorney.
I wish the government wouldn't get involved in things like this. I wish it could just be something that is hashed out between the two families that are involved.
And
thanks for the call,
they took my blood sample and my prints when I was 12 years old.
Outrageous. And you're still being harassed to this day. I would get out of that state. I would just leave. I don't know if I'd want to put up with that for the rest of my life.
Well, I wrote a letter to Jennifer Granholm the other day.
Who is that?
That's the governor of Michigan.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, whether or not I'm going to get a response, I highly doubt it.
And what's she going to do? What could she do?
Because
she can't wipe out your record.
It would cost them less money to put people in jail than it would to rehabilitate them. 95% of the people that are rehabilitated do not reoffend. They do not... they do not commit an offense.
How do they rehabilitate people?
Well, they get down. If people do things, children are going to do something like that because it's been done to them.
And children are going to fool around. It's what they do.
It's nature.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the story. Keep listening. 800-259-9231. That is toll free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Any issue goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
causes foods to spoil. All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. You take control of the airwaves, bring up what's on your mind, any issue goes. Let's talk to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. With you in a sandwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey, what's up?
Hey, I just want to talk about the weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
I think one thing that's good to talk about is, you know, say if I told you that there were weapons of mass destruction that killed tens of thousands of people, I mean, would you go after them?
What do you mean? Who am I and why would I, am I the president or something?
Here's what I'm saying is that, I mean, this happens to be our own government. I mean, we have killed tens of thousands of people. Are we a weapon of mass destruction?
The government is definitely a destructive force, no doubt about it.
And I think weapons of mass destruction is this misleading phrase that has been improperly used in the case of Iraq.
Also,
the American people were behind the war in Iraq because of nuclear weapons, yellow cake, that kind of thing. Sarin gas, no. Biological weapons? No. Sorry. That wasn't it.
Also, just to be technically correct, I don't think you can call the government a weapon, because a weapon typically is something that has to be targeted. You have to target the weapon at something, fire it, and then it will be destroyed, hopefully, if it hits its target. The government just sort of, spread themselves everywhere, randomly screwing things up, destroying things. I mean, there's no real way to sick the government too accurately on one particular target. At least I don't think.
Yeah, I agree with you guys.
They just go in and destroy. They do destroy, but not very accurately.
Yeah. You know, I think that another thing, too, is that the conservatives say that government is, you know, has failed the welfare system, and or it's a failing Social Security, which I agree with. I agree that a lot of these liberal programs, they don't work. But then they go ahead and they create their own programs by building a Pentagon, you know, that loses trillions of dollars a year and fights wars that only create more problems. And it's uncertain.
And that said, I don't see this Republican government getting rid of welfare, getting rid of Social Security.
Right. It's the worst of both worlds that we're getting right now. And they say that, that they're helping over there and that they are being free. But look at the Iraqi constitution for a second. You guys talked about it months ago, but it sounds like a socialist document.
That's
just
exactly what it is.
The government education and the health care.
Talking about people's rights. Oh, you have a right to health care. You have a right to a job. All that kind of socialist
trite. A lot of these conservatives don't even know and haven't even read the Iraqi constitution.
They haven't even read our constitution. Of course not.
That's it, you know, and so I think that's what they have to do, is they have to start questioning some of our leaders right now. It doesn't matter if they have an R or D next to their name. I mean, we have to start asking questions and start asking ourselves, is this big government or smaller government? And it constantly, no matter which party's in power, we have bigger government. It's either a welfare state for liberals or a warfare state for conservatives. And either way, it's bigger government.
Well, and a warfare state is essentially a welfare state for the weapons manufacturers.
It's not just weapons manufacturers. All kinds of industries.
Yeah.
I mean, just about every industry benefits. Do you think we've used more computers since we've been over there?
Okay, well, yeah.
Pencils? Boots?
Yeah, they don't benefit.
Mosquito
but they
nets?
Don't benefit.
I bet you, well, the hell they're not.
No.
If you're selling mosquito nets, you're benefiting.
Wait. Only some of them benefit in some ways. They're all still being taxed. So really, if you weigh the benefits versus the costs, no, we're all losing. Everyone's losing, except for maybe Halliburton.
I'm talking about corporations.
Corey, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yes.
I disagree with that entirely.
But the individuals in those corporations are losing.
That are working for the corporations?
Yeah, they're
not the top dogs.
Not the top dogs.
Well, that's all that I'm talking about.
Okay.
The corporations are controlled by the top dogs, man, not the people that are working for the corporation.
Right.
They're getting hourly pay. They're not getting paid per mosquito net they produce.
Let's talk to Tom in Indianapolis. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Tom.
Hey. I got a quick question. Well, actually, I got two. I'm really interested in your thoughts. I'm a new listener.
Sure.
Someone made a comment earlier about really, the only rational war that should have been in was the Revolutionary War.
That was me, sir, and I agree with that comment.
All right, well, let me ask you this, then. We were bombed in Pearl Harbor.
Everybody loves World War II.
Hold on, let me just finish.
I was just making a comment that everyone loves World War II. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't love or hate. The fact is that we were bombed on our soil, and there was a declaration of war on the Japanese government, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's kind of flies in conflict to what you're saying, that really the only war should have been the Revolutionary War.
No, I don't. I think that we had an illegitimate conflict. Are you familiar with General Smedley Butler?
No, I'm not.
He's the only man in the entire history of the United States to receive two Medal of Honors, and he did not want to see us go into World War II. He knew that, and what you can look at that. Roosevelt, you know, step by step by step, just goaded the Japanese between, you know, blockading them. It's not very nice to cut off people from getting trade with other countries.
And food? Yeah, food and oil?
That's pretty mean.
No, but the fact of the matter is that regardless of all those political maneuvers, we were bombed.
Tom. That's not a political maneuver. That's cutting people off from supplies. How would you feel if Red China blockaded the United States and prevented us from getting stuff?
We cut Cuba off from supplies.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
It's outrageous.
So it's okay then that they bomb us because we've cut them?
I didn't say it was okay, sir, but do you think it's okay to cut people's food off?
Well, why should we? Why should we give food to foreign countries when we should be taking care of ours?
Let's talk about. If you will hold on, I would like to hang on to you, Tom.
I got a second question for you.
Hang on.
Yeah, I know you did.
We'll talk about blockade. Well, I also want to explore this blockade idea. 800-259-9231, because what gives us the right to determine whether or not other countries can receive products? We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, and vote for the show. It's the beginning of the month. That means we need you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, and that being up there means that we get more listeners simply by being in the top 10. We get a little bit of press coverage as well because of your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com takes you less than a minute. Tell some friends to vote. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Tom in Indianapolis. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, I know you had another question, but I just wanted to refocus on this blockade idea. And let me just run this down real quick and then get your thoughts.
Sir.
Okay, Tom?
Yes, sir.
So we have a situation where America is supposed to keep to itself. That's how we're supposed to be. But our presidents know that if they have a war, then they'll be remembered. they'll be remembered in history as one of the greatest presidents. So they do what they can to get into wars. And so back in the World War II time, we decided that it'd be a good idea to blockade the Japan, so they could maybe get angry at us and attack us, like they ended up doing. And the reason they attacked us, and not that it was justified to kill people necessarily, but we were cutting off them from the world's trade. They could not trade with anybody else around the world. In case you don't know, Japan's a teeny little island, and they sort of have to trade in order to really survive. So, considering all of that, do you think it's appropriate to be blockading other countries, sir?
Actually, I don't necessarily believe that it's the role of our government to kind of be an open port to any country. For example, if I own a company, which I do...
Wait a minute. You didn't answer my question. What do you...
Okay,
is it okay to blockade other countries?
Certainly. If I choose not to sell a certain product to a certain company or a certain consumer group, that's my choice.
And that should be your choice, and you should be free to choose who you do business with. This is not about that. This is us preventing them from doing business with anyone else in the world.
Well, but we had that stance with, we had it with China for quite a while.
We did not blockade China, to my knowledge. That'd be pretty difficult to blockade China. They're a big country.
We have trade restrictions. We've had trade restrictions with Iran.
That's different than having military ships literally preventing people from getting into your waters. Not that I support trade restrictions either. I don't. I support voluntary trade restrictions, meaning, like you said, if you don't want to do business with China, then don't do business with China. Let's get to your second question, because we're running low on time.
Yeah, sure, sure. The second question is regarding your Second Amendment. I find it interesting that... you know, we refer to the Constitution, and there's only one amendment that we've been able to strip from the states, and that is the Second Amendment. We hold sacred the First Amendment, we hold sacred the Fifth Amendment, but there are cities like Washington, D.C., New York City, on and on and on.
San Francisco. Yeah, we were just in D.C. It's outrageous.
I'm with you guys on this one. It just amazes me that... out of all the other things, of all the other amendments, we don't touch those. But
well, no, actually, hold on, because there you're wrong, too. The Fourth Amendment has been decimated. The right to privacy in this country has been destroyed. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments have been ignored. They're all being attacked, except for the Third. Nobody's really doing anything to the Third.
Well, in the Fourth Amendment, we bastardize it by saying, well, abortion now is considered a right to privacy.
Tom, how about New Orleans? How about when they were confiscating weapons in New Orleans and people were giving up their firearms to the cops? It's outrageous. And we need people to stand up for gun ownership in this country. We're glad
you
were there. Tom, call us again sometime. Thanks, man. Great questions. 800-259-9231. Blockades are un-American because we're interfering with other people's business. If you don't want to do business with Japan and China, don't do it. Hour number three is on the way. All of you on hold, we will get to your calls. Be patient. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.